You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are just hours, I guess we're like a day, a good, even over a day, maybe like 30 hours before the Pisces full moon. And it's a pretty potent full moon. It's very magical and illuminating. And there's like a mysticism involved. And though Pisces can, or the Neptunian energy that rules Pisces, which Pisces is in right now, can like lead you astray, it can also give you flashes of the truth too. So let's just see here what the most important elements of this full moon is. It's pretty great that it's actually happening like, well, Pisces and Virgo are opposite each other. So the sun is in Virgo, being very careful and health-oriented and, you know, aware of all the details and finding all the flaws. And especially if it's in kind of an empowered Virgo state, it's not just like hypercritical for no reason. It's actually using these sort of like flaw-finding skills to perfect things. And in you know, or at least in the pursuit of perfection, not that it'll ever be achieved. A kind of evolved Virgo would know that. And then there's the Pisces moon, which is the opposite. Pisces is very, it doesn't like to look at the little details, but likes to look at the big picture. And we're all one. And this is a galactic situation with like strains of reality that we're not even aware of. There's just this very inclusive, open-minded wisdom that is embodied in the Pisces moon. So depending on where that hits you in your chart, it will be kind of where that's lit up for you. And while this Pisces moon is occurring, and it happens September 1st, 2nd, September 1st in the PST time zone, but the 2nd pretty much everywhere else, what you would want to focus on is really making your dreams real, because it's helping you to, and it seems so crazy, like, especially in these crazy times we're living in, to be like, oh, what? Now you must focus on your purpose and making your dreams real, because none of this other stuff matters. What you really need to do is like actualize yourself. And by you doing that, then you open the door for others to do it too. So the more focused we are on creating a life that is full of joy and love and freedom and all the things that raise your vibration and make you feel free and joyful are things you would like to focus on. Also, creativity, music, movies, sort of anything. Neptune and Pisces rule illusion. So the film industry is like one big illusion that we all kind of invest in. And even when we're watching a movie, it like manipulates our emotional selves. So it's very important that you're very careful what you're watching, because you don't want to accidentally sort of take on that thought virus, if you will, and then create it in your own reality. That's serious business. You don't want to do that. So there is this sort of like with Pisces, there is this illusion and not seeing the clear picture. But with the full moon there, it kind of, I believe, will illuminate things in a wonderfully light-filled way, I guess. I mean, illumined is light-filled, but in a way that will be very liberating, I think. This particular moon at 10 degrees of Pisces will be trine to Uranus. And Uranus in Taurus is like busy, like busting up the status quo and kind of, you know, Taurus is very set in its ways. It's very like grounded and linear and earth-based. But Uranus has come in and been like, you know, kind of ripping all these old ideas out from the roots. And you know, maybe the fact that all these institutions have lost credibility, or we can't trust what we used to trust, is actually for our own greater good and for our own freedom, you know, the freedom of humanity. So that trine between the Pisces moon and the Virgo sun and the Uranus, that's what it's, the trine between the Uranus and the Virgo sun, it gives us this, like, I guess there's this sort of ability to think logically and practically, but completely outside of the box. So we can build this new foundation with this energy. And it might be like coming in these like shocks and these like revelations and out of the blue ideas and things you'd never thought of before. And how exciting if that's what's happening for you, because that's so cool when, you know, the revelations come or you wake up and start to see reality in a different way. It's like the most amazing and liberating kind of experience. So that's what we can all tap into right now with this energy. There is also kind of a more difficult strain of energy with the opposition between Venus and Saturn. And it's also squaring Mars. So this is like, it's not easy. There's this like weighty sense of responsibility, sense of duty. There might be burden. Like the negative stuff is that Saturn-Venus energy can just feel so sad, and like just grief-stricken and sad. And people who are grieving or sad are just really, they need to just do that and focus on feeling the feelings and not having anything, you know, get in the way of the expression of your grief and just letting it flow, because that will heal you and cleanse the energy. But if you try to like stuff it away and not feel your feelings, that's trouble. And there'll be like the word, you'll end up projecting your feelings outside of you. And when you do that, then it's like everything else is at fault. Kind of, it's hard to kind of integrate your feelings. So hopefully with this opposition, you'll be able to tap into your sense of discipline, understanding what your true values are. Venus is in Cancer, so it really very much cares about family and home and roots and tradition, but not necessarily in a patriarchal way, but in like a nurturing way, the motherly traditions and, you know, nurturing each other and caring for each other and being there in like a motherly way is where Venus is at right now. So it's opposite Saturn in Capricorn, which is very much like work, work, work and business as usual and get things done. And, you know, this is how we've always done it. And it's the tradition that we're going to follow. But in a trine to the Uranus, Uranus in Taurus, it can understand that the way we've always done things might not be the best way to do them. So it can take that cardinal Capricorn energy, and it's very strong in Capricorn, Saturn. It can take that energy and turn and build a new future and build like something that we're proud to stand upon, and we're thinking of the legacy of our loved ones and changing the way the world functions. And we can really see that right now, like especially with Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter all like stuck together there in Capricorn. And I think all this exposure of corruption of power has very much to do with this stellium of planets. Jupiter wants the truth to come out because the truth will set you free. And Pluto wants to dig down to the, you know, the roots of things. Because again, if we don't understand what's going on down there or why it happened or why we are the way we are, then how can we correct it? It's not that easy. It needs to be seen and witnessed and integrated and acknowledged. It's that whole truth and reconciliation thing for us to heal. So Pluto's busy trying to get everybody healed and getting everything out in the open with Jupiter. And Saturn might be the only one there. Like, of course, there's the good and the bad side of everything, but Saturn there could be also, you know, all of it, it's interesting because the lines of vibrations of the energy of the planets have, you know, like all of the expression. They have the negative and the positive. So there's this whole spectrum of expression that each planet experiences. So we could look at the stellium in Capricorn with all these major players as like the cause of, or, you know, coinciding, not the cause, like representing, I guess would be a good way to put it, this whole coronavirus experience that we're all going through. There's this, like, we're living in this outwardly crazy world right now. And I think it was always crazy. And now we're just seeing it. And that might be because of what's going on, right? It's just kind of being pushed into the public eye, what's happening in a very obvious way now. And I think that does have to do with Pluto, and it has to do with Jupiter, and maybe it's the Saturn energy that is really trying to, like, get a hold of everything, put a lockdown on things, make sure that we're losing our freedoms, or it's protecting us from, you know, the things that are deadly that we need to fear. So it's tricky. There's tricky times. There's a lot of stuff rising, I think, because of this energy. For you, in your own little realm, if you can kind of turn the Saturn-Venus opposition into a way to assess what you value and how to bring in more stability. Also, like, to take responsibility for your own freedom is a good thing to look at too. Like, even considering building a job that is your own, that you are the one responsible for generating your work, because then you won't be, you know, at the mercy of the rules or what you're being told to do. So it's good if you can do that. I can't imagine, like, you know, my sister-in-law is a hairstylist, and, you know, it's like a fancy salon and like upper-class clients, and everybody is like got the like welding shield on and the gloves and the mask and the rules. She has to change her like paraphernalia every customer. There's like, oh, it's just like, I mean, clearly we're protecting ourselves from a deadly virus, but like these sorts of measures, I just can't imagine. I would not be able to live with it. I would end up getting fired, or I would quit or something. It would not go over well. Even when I have to wear a mask, and granted, like I do believe that there is some fishy business going on in this with this whole virus and the shutdown of humanity. And I do believe it's like a plan, and there's a lot of evidence that it was planned and for a long time. So that's why I'm kind of, I guess, more, you know, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to have to, like, I don't believe it. I believe that this is, that they're like effing with us right now. And so that's like where the mask, you know, the people that are against wearing the masks are probably people who kind of think and feel like I do. And therefore, when I put one on, I like literally feel this like someone's covering my mouth with their hand. That's like the sensation I get. And I want to like push it away. Like there's this really, this is like strong inner aversion to the whole experience, which hopefully if you have to wear a mask, you're not experiencing, because then you wouldn't be able to do it. But that can be the kind of stuff that Saturn is implicated with, like bringing down the rules on other people, telling people what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And this is very much going on around the world in a lot of ways. But Mars is squaring this whole show, Mars and Aries. And there's supposed to be massive protests all over the world. One of the biggest protests in Germany for the corona hoax is what they're calling it. There was like over 10,000 people marching in Germany against the government, telling them that this is really what's going on. And apparently it's the biggest like march in the history of Germany. And it's happening in London, and it's happening in different cities all over the place. So not everybody is, you know, falling for it or believes that that's what's going on. No, a whole lot of people aren't, actually. And I think that must be freaking out the people who are controlling all this, because never before in history have we all had such a way to communicate with each other. Might have been like, you know, maybe they weren't thinking that through when this all went down, because whoa. So if you feel like you need to stand up and speak out, and you should do that, because, you know, we all got to have a voice and we all need to speak out. But if not, if you feel like you feel safer, I know my sister is in LA and she feels so much safer wearing a mask, and like appreciates that experience. She doesn't overly find it comfortable, but she's glad everyone's doing it and that they have to do it because it makes her feel safer. And there's a whole lot of people in LA, like it's a really crammed, populate place. So I can see how people would feel that way. But either way, you're probably going to feel your fiery self get worked up about something. And it might not be anything to do with this. It could have to do with your relationships. It could have to do with your work. It could have to do just with some sort of injustice where you feel like you need to stand up and speak out. It could be, you know, in so many different areas. We've got that going on. So I think one of the important, The theme, that's the word I'm looking for. The theme for this full moon is like kind of a spirituality, like a galactic, magical mysticism is available to us right now. We can see behind the curtain. We can understand the reality. We can, you know, whatever that is, even for your own life, you might suddenly get insight into ways you've been self-sabotaging and be able to break through that. Maybe you'll be able to, Pisces also rules addiction and escapism. So maybe suddenly you'll be able to let go of that cigarette habit or let go of that toxic relationship or, you know, say goodbye to the family narcissist or whatever it is that you need to do to free yourself. You might suddenly get the grace and good fortune to just be able to walk away and let it go and be done with it without, you know, going over and over and over it in your head. It's like freedom. So tap into your like inner magic and your ability to like visualize the reality you want. So though Pisces isn't always the greatest at being able to be specific, it's like quite opposite of Virgo in that regard. It can visualize and imagine and open its mind and use the power of light to create and to heal and to, you know, create their lives. So do spend some time on this full moon, you know, releasing what is holding you back and like asking whatever is attached to you that is not for your greater good and your highest path to now release you because it doesn't have your permission to be hanging on anymore. And call in to your life what brings you joy and what brings you a sense of security and abundance and love and camaraderie and, you know, surround yourself with like-minded companions because it is more harmonious when you have people that think like you and communicate like you. Otherwise, you end up just feeling at odds with everybody. So call in your heart's desire. Make some piece of art. Create your reality with, you know, with art or drawings or music or music or music or writing music or songs or there's just so many creative ways that Pisces can express itself. So tap into that. Your intuition will be spot on right now. Very powerful, especially because of the tie-in with Uranus in this. Mars is firing you up. And Saturn and Venus, if you're feeling sad or burdened, one thing you can do to tap into the other side of that energy is to choose to experience the positive side of that energy, which is like, you know, discipline and focus and understanding what you value and understanding what makes you happy and what gives you a sense of self. Like, you know, even for your physical self, do you feel good like dancing or even though dancing's canceled right now, do you feel good doing yoga or Pilates or walking or, you know, you got to do something that requires discipline to tap into that positive Saturnian energy. And so if you did something to take care of your beautiful self, then you would feel more beautiful, you know, like whatever that is for you. So make sure that you do take care of precious you and take care of your energy and clear your energy, clear the energy of your home. And all you, you know, you can do that with intention. You can do that with sound. You can do that with incense. You can do that with chimes. You can do it with, what you can do it. Sage. I love sage. I'm not far actually from, there's a desert in Canada in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, on the top of the middle of the Rocky Mountains. And this desert has the most beautiful sage. And I'm not far from that. I can get there in like 4 hours. So every year I go where my stepsister actually rescues horses for a trail riding business. And she's brought all these horses into her care and has given them this wonderful life where, you know, they take them on trail rides every day and everybody is so happy and the business is taken off. Anyway, if you happen to be in Soyuz, Canada, you should go check out Sun Hills Riding Center and go for a horseback ride with my stepsister. It's just a beautiful spot, and there's sage there, and the sage, it's so, you can feel it clear your energy. You can sense the environment, like, just become still and clear when you use sage. So whatever works for you, sound, like, anything. You can use all of it. Maybe even all of it would be good. Sometimes putting on music that has, like, a beautiful, you know, like, Om Shanti Shanti or some sort of repetitive chant can be really powerful for clearing the energy. Whatever kind of magic you tap into, it's going to be even stronger for this Pisces moon. So be sure to let go of what you don't want and to call in your wish list. Like, what do you want to create? What do you want to have happen? Because it's very powerfully able to happen right now. So that's the full moon. And then shortly thereafter the full moon, we have Mercury going into Libra on the 5th. That's going to be a quite different energy than when it was in Virgo. It'll give you kind of a more cooperative attitude. You'll be able to be more, like, you'll be able to see both sides more clearly. There is the curse of Libra, though, where they can't make up their minds. And that's, it literally feels like a curse when I watch them go through it. It's so tricky because they can see all sides of the story. They can see all sides of reality. I often feel, my hubby's actually got a Libra rising, and I often feel like he's just being a contrarian. Like, I don't even think he can help it. Like, I think the Libra just automatically wants to be the other side, or like the neutral side, or the devil's advocate, which I often feel he's being. I'm like, that's you being the devil's advocate. And why would you want to be the devil's advocate? So there's that energy where Libra sees all sides to everything. So when Libra, Mercury moves into Libra, we're all going to kind of have that ability, which I know personally I could use more of, because I'm like the opposite of him, and I'm like, this is the way it is. It's the Scorpio. It's easy for me to decide which side to pick. So the Libra will be good. It'll be good for relationships too. If you meet someone during this time, it's really good for like connecting in a harmonious way. I actually met my hubby while the sun was in Libra, and it was, you know, we're together 21 years later. So having that Libra energy actually gives you an ability to maintain harmony and connection, and it's good. So use it. September 6th, the next day, Venus moves into Leo. So that will be like, we're going to get fiery. We're going to feel maybe a little entitled, and our own happiness and our own joy will be a priority. That's good too, because we want to be happy and joyful. Children are a priority. I wouldn't be surprised if there was even more kind of news and focus on, you know, the children of the world that are being, I heard a press conference the other day that they rescued 39 children in Atlanta and the surrounding area from sex trafficking from the ages of 3 to 17. They went in and did this big raid and pulled these kids out of these like terrible situations. And the man that was giving the press conference said that basically in the United States, a child goes missing every minute. Every minute. Like, what? How is this possible? And why are we not hearing about it if a child goes missing every minute? There's some pretty fishy things in the upper echelons of society. So make sure that you do tap into a part of your world that you can bring joy to yourself and you know, be happy and playful and fun. Like, life can be fun. There needs to be more fun. Dancing can't be canceled. It's not right. Dancing can't be canceled. So we've got that going on. And then we also have coming up on the 9th that Mars will be going retrograde. So that'll give us like a little bit of reprieve from all the drama and all the like combat, all the strife, all the rioting. Everybody will be able to maybe take a step back and still kind of see what's going on and feel brave, but not feel as combative once Mars goes retrograde. But there'll be more. I'll talk more about that. And we're also coming up to Jupiter going direct too. So it's a kind of a busy month, but also there's like, if you tap into your heart and your passion and your joy and use your magic and, you know, tap into the positive side of everything, release anything that's holding you back, then you should be able to make a really kind of powerful quantum leap forward with your life during this time. So that is it. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for listening. I very much appreciate it. And have a most blessed, magical, fortunate full moon in Pisces.